China's censors have a new target in a widespread campaign on popular culture, hip-hop. The popular competition television show Rap of China helped spread interest in the music among Chinese young people. Hip-hop artists Wang Hao, known as PG1, and Zhou Yan, known as Guy, are the two winners of the show. The government has acted against them in recent weeks for bad behavior or producing material not in agreement with Communist Party values. Guy was removed from the hit show The Singer last week. Hip-hop still is a new music in China. The campaign against it demonstrates a broader restrictiveness on popular culture. Chinese leadership is looking for ways to control possible openings for youthful dissent. Beijing is willing to use popular culture to shape public opinion. Last year, before it opened the five-yearly Communist Party National Congress, officials connected with new rap artists. Officials agreed to support their work on the condition that it demonstrate party values. PG1 recently was forced to apologize for lyrics, which critics said were insulting to women, and called for the use of recreational drugs. The official Xinhua news agency wrote that PG1 does not deserve the stage and that we should say no to whoever provides a platform for such messages. Other official media and private companies quickly removed the rapper's music from most online sites. Chinese officials are taking similar action against a wide expanse of pop culture, from video games to performance art. PG1, Vava, and Hunan TV could not immediately be reached for comment. Guy, who tried to make his act more acceptable to the Communist Party, did not answer requests for comment. The Chinese internet company Sina reported Friday that the government had said immoral and vulgar material, including hip-hop and even images of tattoos, should not be broadcast. The State Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film, and Television did not answer a request for comment Monday. This is not the first time Chinese musicians have experienced official interference. In 2015, China's culture ministry banned 120 songs, mostly rap, for promoting obscenity, violence, crime, or threatening public morality. In July last year, Beijing's Municipal Bureau of Culture barred Justin Bieber from performing in China. It said it acted because past performances there had created public dissatisfaction. A month later, organizers seeking to bring Grammy Award-winning artists to China said they would only accept artists with a positive and healthy image. Li Yijia is a rapper with government-supported band Tianfu Shibian. He said censors were not rejecting all hip-hop, but that some businesses, TV stations, and people had lost confidence in hip-hop. Maybe local television stations think it is too sensitive to run hip-hop shows now, he said. I'm Katie Weaver.